Tommy, this is going to seem like I'm picking on you, but I want you guys to hear about Tommy's day. Because all of you that, because so Tommy's in a life spot where he can take advantage of his time that he has. He works very hard when he's here. Tommy's work ethic is not in question. So don't make this a Gen Z thing or whatever. Are you Gen Z?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, what did you do after work?
Well, after work.
Immediately after.
I saw something that I needed to ask you about.
Oh, that's concerning. But go, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, immediately after work, I went and played Pokemon Go around town for
do you
like
do that
2 hours.
Every day?
Okay. Huh?
Do you do that every day or just whenever
I
you get a chance?
I play Pokemon Go
every day. Day.
No, I'm not every day. I'm not a big-time trainer yet. I haven't beat the Pokemon champion yet.
I know the craze is just starting, so.
Yeah. You know, it's so nice seeing everybody outside for once.
Yes.
Oh, man. No, I just, my brother texted me, he's like, my legs are antsy, let's go play Pokemon. I'm like, okay, bet. So, played Pokemon for like 2 hours, went home, took a nap, woke up, went and got dinner with someone, and then I came home and I played Roblox for like 2.5 hours. The next thing
Roblox?
I knew it was 11 o'clock, and I'm like, I have to be up in like 4 hours.
I have got a 13-year-old you must hang out with.
Yeah, you know, we're really killing it together on Roblox. Yeah.
If you can, do it, man. Did you have a good time yesterday?
You know what?
Don't let us or anyone else make you feel guilty. Yeah. Did you accomplish all you were supposed to do yesterday?
Oh, my God. I did professionally, but more importantly, I caught a Gyarados yesterday.
What?
And I have been looking for a Gyarados for a real long time.
Oh, that's man, a Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's a
Pokemon.
I thought you were talking about a sexually transmitted disease. I did not know. A Gyarados?
Honestly, I can see
it. Is it red and blotchy? What happens?
Yeah, I had to work really hard for it. I got a bunch of candies and I got a Gyarados at the end.
That's creepy.
What the hell?
But don't ever say it that way.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. Maybe, yes. That more upbeat. I don't know.
I hope a Gyarados isn't a Greek kid who just got to America.
Yeah, he didn't know what was happening. But
did you order him from Wayfair?
He came with a dresser.
I got a bunch of candy and I got a Greek kid.
Yeah, it was a nice little addition.
Well, that's amazing. I mean,
I play Pokemon.
That's really funny.
I hope that everybody who didn't have that kind of day can remember the times when they did.
Well,
and maybe you'll have that day again. People need advice. This one. Need advice to settle an argument. Well, that disappeared.
You win.
Yep. Need advice to settle an argument from Lansing.
Okay.
Someone I know left after a haircut without paying. This is stealing, right? The main argument is that they didn't take anything. Well, whoever says it's not stealing is full of crap.
Yeah,
you stole.
They took your services
without paying.
Yeah.
They're not, the whole thing's not a tip. They're not in there just cutting hair and like, well, damned if we do, damned if we don't. If somebody comes in, I guess we'll cut their hair. Otherwise, we'll just cut fake hair.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't take anything when I stay at a hotel room, but I don't get to stay for free. You still got to pay.
Is that one of those things where you're like asking for a friend, but it was you? That's how do you leave without paying? I thought the question was going to be, like without tipping.
Yeah. And some places don't accept tips right now. Like I know, where Hot Wings and I have gone to get our haircut. They prefer a referral, and you can also, I think, buy haircuts in packages maybe, or go ahead and, I know I have a card on file there, so they just run it.
Yeah.
So I imagine like the day that my expiration date is out, expires, then I'll probably have the same thing where they'll have to call me and be like, hey, you walked out. We have a card on file, but it didn't go through. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then fine. But you just walked out because you thought you deserved a free haircut?
Yeah.
Why?
Like what's Fantastic Sam going to do? Chase me down the street? Yeah, no, that's definitely stealing. I mean, you're stealing somebody's time.
No kidding.
It's a service.
They are there working, and they get paid by the number of cuts.
Yeah,
there's no debate there.
No.
There's no debate whatsoever.
It's not close. How about this one? So my sister and her husband got a divorce last year, and it was ugly. Lots of insults, fights over money, arguments about who would get what. Mm-hmm. It was messy.
Yeah.
And it left my sister wishing to cut him out of her life forever, which we all understood. But she demanded that our entire family do the same, and that was something I won't do. Her husband and I were friends before they ever started dating. I introduced them. Mm. I've known him for over a decade, and if I'm being honest, I like hanging out with him more than I like my sister. Divorce aside, he's a great guy and one of the few men I'd consider part of my close friend group. I told my sister the truth. I'm not shutting him out. She lost her bleep at me. And I replied, I don't think it's fair to force me to pretend he doesn't exist just because you want to. I kind of see both sides so far.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I can see why she's very sore about it. But you don't have to hang out at the same gatherings.
Then she started asking me to tell her what we talk about and what he's doing, wanting me to spy on him. Like, well, you wanted him out of your life. Don't keep peering in.
Yeah, I would say we did not talk about you. End of discussion.
Finally, I refused to keep reporting back to her, and she exploded at me again, demanding that I stop speaking to him if it's not going to do her any good.
Oh, well.
So then I told her the truth. He's more of a friend to me than you have ever been.
Mm. Well, she poked that bear.
Now our whole family's dragged into it, and they're attempting to make me side with her. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to hurt her feelings by telling the truth. It seemed like the only way to help her move on. What should I do?
I mean,
tell her what she wants to hear. Okay, I won't talk to Tony anymore or whatever. And then just ignore it.
And then still talk to Tony?
Yeah, you don't have to tell her every time you hang out with him.
Yeah, if you've already said that you're not going to do exactly what she asked, which I think is totally fine. I think it's fine for your sister to ask to set boundaries. I think it's totally fine for you to say those boundaries shouldn't apply to me. I didn't date him. We were friends before. But now just don't talk about it in front of your sister. And if she asks, yeah, say, you've already told me you don't want me hanging out with this person. So anything I do in regards to our friendship, I don't talk to him about you and I don't talk to you about him, period.
Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to be. I'm friends with one of my brother's ex-wives.
Yeah.
I love her. And if any of my brothers got divorced right now, I'd be friends with all their wives.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. Love them.
What about any other past ex-wives? If they're not fun.
Not a chance.
I was going to say, because I think there were some before that you were like, ugh, couldn't wait till that one was gone.
Yeah, there's one total piece of garbage. Threw her out with the trash, never thought about her again until this question just now. Like, yeah, if he's a terrible person, he treated your sister poorly and you weren't friends before or whatever, but if it just fizzled out because they had their marital issue that was nothing to do with you or you weren't involved at all, it was just like the typical stuff that leads to divorce.
Sure.
Yeah. Don't. She's emotional and healing. That's,
unless he was abusive to her or like did something more than just not be a good husband.
Yeah, they just hit an impasse like lots of marriages do. But they don't like one another.
Seems pretty straightforward. Need some advice? 1-800-947-3979. Text from the 715. Should I quit my job to take a different one that pays a little less, but I get to be home more with my family?
I don't know. Do you like them?
Your family?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I mean, because otherwise I'd say don't do that.
I guess it depends on the amount less. Would you take, if at the end of a year and you were thinking back of all the time you were away from your family and somebody said, would you pay $2,000 to get those moments back if that's how much less? If the answer is yes, then absolutely take that money or take the other job. Yeah. But if you're like, no, I need every penny, then you got to find a way. Yeah. But I think in most cases, if you can still get by with a little less money and have more time with your family and thus more time for you, I think that's going to be good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like not just you, but for your family too.
And if it's a real toss up, like, I don't know, then go with the one you like better. Which job is better?
Yes. That's for sure.
Tell those kids to get a job while they're at it.
Yeah, they're not holding them back.
What are they doing to contribute?
1-800-947-3979. I don't know. Oh, okay. I think I know what this means. My wife wants me to take a blue chew every night, but I don't have the energy for that, and she gets mad. What should I do? Is that like a...
It's a Viagra.
Okay.
Yeah.
A blue chew.
Doesn't the blue chew give you the energy?
Well, it gives you the BDE,
yeah,
but I don't think it gives you the energy to move it around.
I mean, it might.
Also, I don't think you're supposed to take it every night.
I don't have any idea. I mean, it seems like a lot, but I don't know. I've never taken one of those.
I think Blue Chew's brand name. I think it's Viagra, but in like a gummy like a gummy form. So it might be safer to take every night. But
I know what that
still,
is.
Yeah, I don't know.
If somebody's trying to coerce you into putting anything in your body.
So
you
that you can
to.
Put something in her body.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That's not good. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure it's flattering that she wants to have sex with you every night. But if you're tired, you're tired. Just the same as if she is tired.
Yeah.
Those boundaries are important to respect for each other.
Yeah, definitely.
This text. Hey, Tommy, I'm 35. I just started playing Pokemon. Can we be friends? I'll answer for you. No.
No.
Actually,
why not?
Tommy's a...
Don't speak for
Tommy. No, I was going to say Tommy'd say yes to everybody. Tommy, a lot of people are sending in friend requests to our text line for your stupid it's not stupid. For your Pokemon game. I retract that. It's not stupid. But that's not how you find him. Tommy, what's your Pokemon handle? Do you want to give that out?
I actually don't remember what my Pokemon handle is.
Yes, you do.
You just don't want to say it, and that's fine.
I mean, I'll take gifts. I mean, my bag's always full.
I would be leery of strange Pokemon Go-goers as well.
Listen, we're honestly a community of supportive people, but I honestly don't remember what my Pokemon username is, but I know I'm walking a Magikarp right now, so if you got any advice, let me know.
Okay, all right.
That's all I got to say on that one.
Don't understand.
Which part?
Any of it.
It's like he's speaking.
He's walking
language.
On a magic carpet right now? What does that have to do with anything?
Tommy, will you take Maitland Pokemon going?
I would love
Maitland,
to.
Maitland, would that be silly for you, or would that be pure torture?
I think it'd be silly. It'd be silly and fun.
I think you'd love it.
I bet she'd get into it.
You like adventures
that. I do.
Yeah.
You're kind of a nerd like the rest of us.
You like walking aimlessly around town.
Yeah.
Catching cartoons no one can see. It's like going out with Kelly, chasing things no one can see, except Tommy's probably not high.
No, except Kelly and I actually did see a rollerblading wizard one time, and I wish
true.
I could catch him.
Hey, I saw him again this weekend.
He's around. He's around. You know, he's like a staple now.
Had a fun little dinner date on Friday, and I said, oh, my God. Girls with, we looked out the window. I said, that's a rollerblading wizard. And I hung my horn at him, and he was waving at me.
And then he hit a crack and died.
And then I winked at him, flashed him a boob.
Wow.
Got a free wizard spell.
Wow, that's how you get a free wizard spell?
Yep.
Is it a specific spell, or can you do whatever you want with it?
It was whatever I wanted to, kind of thing.
Can you tell what you used it for? You're still holding on to it?
No, not a chance. I'm still holding on to that wish. Okay. He's like my little genie wizard now. Got him right here in my pocket.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979.